Hi, Preston. This is Griff. I just wanted to say, after following your advice on LinkedIn, I was able to increase the size of my network and almost immediately found employment that was able to utilize my unique skill set. Something so simple did so much for me, and I just really appreciate the direction that you provided. Thank you very much, and I hope this helps to endorse your business. Have a good day.
You're listening to the AngleFreeIT.com podcast, IT career and culture advice without an angle. And now your host, the guy who is driven crazy on a daily basis from outsourced recruiters, Preston Kilburn.
Hey there, navigators. This is Preston Kilburn. How you doing? Thanks for listening to my humble little podcast. You are listening to episode 000. What is episode 000 all about, you might ask? It is me telling you what the show is, why you want to listen to the show, what you won't hear on the show, and what you will hear on the show. But first, I just want to say thank you. You know, in life, we can always make more money. And my goal is to help you find success in your IT career. Now, for many of you, that's going to be more money. For some of you, it's going to be more time. For some of you, it's going to be more contentment. You know, that's the goal, right? Like, helping you find what your career in technology can look like, to dream a little bit, and to figure out how to get there. But what I can't do is I can't make more time. I can and will show you ways to save more time, because a lot of us are stupid with our time, and I'm not perfect at this by any means, but I've just, you know, I've had a few times where I've had to sit down and go, is this really worth it? Am I spending my time on stuff that matters? So thank you for listening to the show, and I promise it's going to be worth your time. So one thing I want to do here is I want to play this for you. I reached out to a friend and I said, hey, you know, I'm doing this podcast thing. Would you be willing to record something for me about, you know, what our experience was when I sort of coached you? And so without further ado, I'm going to play this here really quick.
Hi, Preston. This is Griff. I just wanted to say, after following your advice on LinkedIn, I was able to increase the size of my network and almost immediately found employment that was able to utilize my unique skill set. Something so simple did so much for me, and I just really appreciate the direction that you provided. Thank you very much, and I hope this helps to endorse your business. Have a good day.
So, a little bit about me. I am a senior consultant with a big software vendor. I love my job. I'm quite satisfied in it. But I've had a lot of career missteps. Okay, I have stepped on plenty of landmines. And along the way, you know, I've also sought out mentorship. Now, a lot of the mentorship that I've had hasn't necessarily been with people in IT. And that's been sometimes a good thing, sometimes a bad thing. But what this show is going to do, my aim and my trajectory is, you know, number one, we're going to talk to some really, really, you know, high performing people within technology. And we're going to see what makes them tick. And for many of you, especially people just starting out your career, we're going to humanize them for you, because most of these people, hey, surprisingly, they are people. And they talk about their struggles and their skills and their strengths and their weaknesses, because I'm not afraid to ask people a question, right? And we're going to find out, hey, how did you get 5 CCIEs and a master's degree and immigrate to the United States and you still have a wife and kids that like you, and, you know, how did you become, you know, the number one person in, you know, your career? You know, I've interviewed so many people now that, you know, I'm starting to see a trend. And I will pull back the curtain just ever so slightly, and I'm going to give you my hypothesis. My hypothesis is the reason some of us struggle in our technology careers has nothing to do with our technology skills. It's totally a huge factor. You have to know technology. If you suck at technology, you will not get ahead in IT. It's not going to happen. That needs to be a given. The given is I can figure out how to read a book, how to Google, and how to figure out technology. And if you're not particularly good with technology, you know, maybe going through this, you're going to learn these overarching universal skills that I'm just going to say have nothing to do with technology most of the time and have everything to do with soft skills. So what is a soft skill? A soft skill is what I am finding out and learning makes the difference between an admin and an engineer, a junior and a senior position, a consultant and an architect, a director and a CIO, a CIO and a CEO. Like, these hard to explain, but you know them when you see them and you hear them and you experience them, skills. Dealing with people, handling rejection, learning how to sell yourself, learning how to sell the project that you want to do, learning how to sell the terrible project that you just got handed. Like, all of these things, they're not IT skills. They have nothing to do with technology. And what I'm finding, because like I said, I've done a bunch of these interviews now, and I'm coming back to re-record this episode because I recorded one and it just really didn't capture the essence of what this podcast is well enough, number one. And number two, I'm disproving my own hypothesis. You know, initially I thought, oh, well, we're going to find out how these people have study habits and stuff like that, which, again, huge part of it. We're going to talk about those things, but that's not necessarily it. So I want to tell you a couple of things, you know, about me and about where you can find me and how you can get information. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you first. The first thing I'm going to tell you is, how can you find me? The number one way you can find me is to go to my website at anglefreeit.com. AngleFreeIT.com. And we're going to have all the shows there. We're also going to be on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, of course. You know, why wouldn't I be on iTunes? That's silly. And all the main places that you can get podcasts. Okay. So what I want you to do, please subscribe. Please leave a review. Listen to the first couple episodes and leave me a review. If you hate me, you hate my voice, you hate my guests, whatever, I want you to leave a review because A, I'll know how you're feeling about the show. But B, if you leave a review, that helps other people discover the show. It's a weird algorithm thing. And our lives are so determined by algorithms. We all write them. We all work with them every day, whether we know it or not. So please review and subscribe. That would mean the world to me. So a little more information about I, you, and we. So I'm your guide. I am your head cartographer here along this map of your career, okay? You are now a navigator. You, congratulations, get to navigate your own career. A lot of us come into a job thinking, oh, hey, you know, my company's going to help me and they've got, you know, an employment track. And I'm here to pop your bubble. maybe you're like me and you're in your 30s or, you know, later, your 40s, 50s, your whatevers, and you're listening to this podcast, your company may really like you, but they don't care about your career. Not nearly as much as you care about your career. Nobody is going to care about your career as much as you. So I am giving you the power right now. You are in charge of your career. So you are a navigator. And we are going to kick your IT career goals into overdrive. So why a podcast? And why Angle Free IT? So when I started thinking about, you know, how could I help people, right? Because when I sit down and I coach somebody and you know, I sat down and I made a list. Over the last year, I've helped 14 people go through their LinkedIn profiles, go through, you know, interviewing skills, go through, you know, how do I connect to people? How do I expand my network? Like all these things, you know, one thing that came up over and over again is, you know, these people that I were working with, they would get excited and they would send me these links, right? And like, oh, what do you think about this? Oh, what do you think about that? Well, what do you think about this? And everything that they would send me, it was okay. It was pretty good, but everything had an angle and an expensive angle. And when I say angle, I mean like there was this play called Guys and Dolls, right? And there's this line in it like, hey, doll, you know, everybody's got an angle, right? What's your angle? I'm coming at this angle free. I am here just to help people build their career within tech. So let's talk about angles. What are some of the things that you've probably seen online? Hey, take this certification course. It's only $38.95, and then you spend $500 for the cert. Hey, get this degree. It's only $80,000. And then at the end of it, you have $80,000 in debt, and our placement service will maybe possibly get you a help desk career that pays you $27,000 a year. Right? That's an angle. Everything has an angle. And unfortunately, in IT, it's a really expensive angle, right? So I'm starting this podcast to talk to people who have made it, who are, you know, the overachievers, the hyper performers, the directors, the people who have worked hard and have gotten to where they are at, to talk about these things. Hey, how did you get to where you're going? Let's talk about that and figure out how we can help other people do the same. So, a couple of things that you can count on for me. Along the way, I may recommend products and services that have been helpful to me, right? I'm going to look for sponsors for the show because, you know, to be completely transparent, running a podcast is not free. I am currently spending over $100 a month in just the infrastructure to record the show. Could I do it from my phone and just upload it? Yeah, but you know what? That's a crappy experience and nobody really listens to those podcasts. And, you know, in order for me to attract these super ninja people, I have to set up a lot of infrastructure so that when these very busy people have time, that I'm there and I can interview them for you. So I am going to have sponsors for the show, but you know who I'm not going to have? I'm not going to have crappy sponsors. You know who I probably won't have as a sponsor? I probably won't have New Horizons as a sponsor because every time I've taken a certification test there, it's been awful. And every time I've tried to take a certification course there, it has canceled. So, you know, I've been in IT a long time. So the people that I will have as, you know, recommendations, I'm going to try and recommend things for you guys to do for free. Because if you're looking to improve your career, chances are you're just starting off or you're in a bad place. So number two, if I get a referral fee or anything like that, I'm going to let you know about it. I'm pretty sure it's illegal if I don't anyways, but, you know, I have no reason to not tell you that. I am not an internet marketer. I am not trying to be a billionaire online and to get you all to sign up and then go get all your other friends to sign up. Like, hey, please share my podcast for people who you think an episode could help them. But there is like no, you know, you got to sign up and it's the greatest thing ever. And, you know, whatever. I don't like that. So another thing, I'm actually in IT. I know what the hell I'm talking about. I've been doing this 20 years. Next year, my career is old enough to drink. And believe me, there have been days where my career has made me drink. So I've stepped on a few career landmines, and most of them were landmines that I'd been making all by myself. And I want to share these experiences with you and be completely transparent. Because, you know, if I'm the person that shares it with you and it prevents you from doing the same thing, it's totally worth it. I have nothing to gain by not sharing my failures, because I would rather have you learn from my failures than have some of these pretty expensive, terrible failures that I've had. So, you know, another thing is I really take this seriously. You're taking time to listen to my podcast, and I appreciate that. And because you're taking time to listen to my podcast, I'm not just going to give out advice like, hey, you should go do this, you should go do that. Like, I think about these things. I prepare for the people that I interview, and I put hours, like literally hours, into every episode. So I just want you to know that, like, this isn't a slapdash thing like you might find with some of the other IT related podcasts out there, where it's like, oh, I'm a marketer and I'm being paid to talk about IT stuff. Like, nope, this is my passion. This is what I do. It's what I've been doing for 20 years. So, and the last one, I value diversity of opinion. We are going to have women. We are going to have people of color. We are going to have people who've really struggled on the show. Because the thing is it's one thing to say, I value diversity. It's another thing to actually do it. So you're going to find that in this show, because, you know, there's a lot of really phenomenal people in IT who've got a lot of wisdom to share with you. And it's going to be across the board. So how can you get a hold of me? Here's my one ask. I've already asked you to subscribe and leave a review, but as you're listening to an episode, maybe you have a question. How do you get me that question? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to my website, anglefreeit.com, and you will see on the right-hand side of every page, you're going to see a little thing that says send voicemail, and you can click on that and you can send me a quick voicemail up to 5 minutes, and it works on a phone. It's responsive. It works on a tablet. It works on a computer. Record a little voicemail, send it in. If you've got questions that you want answered by these super high performers or just by me, go send a voicemail, and I would be more than happy, you know, to ponder these questions and to find who is the right person to ask that question to. You know, if you want more information, what I want you to do is go to my website, anglefreeit.com, and go to the About Us page. And there's a little box there, and you can just put in your first name and your email address. That'll pop you onto the mailing list. And I will let you know when there's a new episode, and I will let you know when we're running some cool new things. And I make a lot of free content. If you go to the website, I currently have 2 things of content. It's going to be a lot more once I'm done doing all the craziness of launching my podcast. But right now I have 2 that, you know, sort of asking people who were thinking about making a shift in their career. The first one is a decision analysis matrix, or the DAM, because I want you to give a damn about that job offer. So what's a DAM? A decision analysis matrix helps you to take a step back think about a job offer, compare it to the job that you have now, and literally numerically go, okay, this job is better because of these 1, 2, 3, and 4 things, and I value that more than these 4, 5, and 6 things that it's not better at. And then you can take a look at that and make that decision much more analytically and not use the emotions. Because remember how I told you I've made decisions that I really regretted? I have made emotional decisions before. Decisions that I have looked back on and gone, you know, that was a terrible choice. God, I wish I wouldn't have done that because I hate this place. And if I would have taken 13 seconds to go, yeah, you know what? I got a couple $1,000 more in raise, but I hate my life. So we're going to take that. That's one resource. The other one is, hey, I need to interview for this job and I would like a little bit of resources on that. So on the download section of the webpage, you are going to find the interview checklist. And it is a checklist that I have put together that talks you through phone interviews, Skype interviews, in-person interviews, and some of the things that are commonly forgotten about them. So you can go find all this stuff on my website, which again, anglefreeit.com. And again, these are all completely free resources because I want to help you get ahead in your career. So to circle it back, thank you. I appreciate you. And I am really glad that you have found this podcast for whatever reason. Maybe you are a friend of mine. Maybe you were referred from a friend of mine. Maybe you just Google searched how to get ahead in your IT career. Thank you for listening to this episode, number one. Number two, stick around because you're going to hear some of these amazing, you know, episodes. And then, you know, mixed periodically in between it, you're going to find episodes like this, which is just me talking about a topic. So I hope you have a great day, and I will talk to you soon.